recorded from the Oklahoma State University Stillwater campus. This is the Inside OSU podcast. Here are your hosts, Megan Robinson and First Cowboy Darren Shrum.
Hello and welcome to the homecoming episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I am Megan Robinson, joined by my co-host, First Cowboy Darren Shrum. And this week we have the 2023 homecoming king and queen with us, McKinley Kennedy and Stephen Pulliam. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. America's greatest homecoming is here. How did it feel to be crowned king and queen Sunday at Fountain Dyeing?
You want to go?
It
was an honor, to say the least. It was super exciting just kind of seeing everyone out there. I had my sister, brother-in-law, mom, and dad like right on the front row. And so just getting to hear my name and then share that moment with them. They've all went to OSU, so a huge like Cowboy family. And so it was such an honor and just a blessing to be able to serve the university in this capacity. It was really cool.
Yeah, I can say the same thing. It was definitely a humbling experience too. Be chosen from that group. I know a few of the other royalty court, and they are fantastic people. And so it's awesome to get to share that stage with them and be up there and, you know, really get to leave a mark on OSU as a group.
I was kind of standing stage left last night. And so when you got, they called you guys' name, everybody was pretty excited. So now we knew who it was. It was your family, right?
Yeah.
Guys seemed like a real popular choice last night. And so that's pretty awesome. But what a cool time. So
yeah, definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're both in Greek life here on campus. I have to say, McKinley, when I read your name as the homecoming queen, that was not just your family who was cheering.
No, there was a lot.
It was not. My brother-in-law does say he lost his hearing in his left ear, but I was greatly supported by the girls in my house, and I just really am thankful for the community that I have grown and been able to be a part of the past 4 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. My friends aren't really yellers, so
they were there though.
Yeah, they were there. So, but I was really glad that McKinley's friends were there because that made us, you know, feel
the
really
pair.
Good. Yeah,
that'll be cool about it.
Yeah.
Right. So, what was the interview process like for you guys?
So basically, we did the application process, and then after that, they have the first set of interviews, and it's top 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so you go in, and it's kind of like a round robin situation, and you talk with three people, and then after that, you do the top five, and it's round robin again, but you talk with two different sets of people.
So are there like minimum qualifier questions, or you know, grades? What's it based on?
I could tell you. I don't know what they're looking for, but they picked a good group, in my opinion. But just that original application, it was a lot about what OSU means to you, what being on homecoming court would mean to you. Then we had to do a short video about somebody at OSU that's made a big impact on us, which was really cool. I really liked that.
Okay. Yeah, I think the video, I like that as well. Mm-hmm. It's one of the only applications I've done where we have a video, and the stipulations on it is, you know, you can't edit it, it has to be on your phone. And so they're really just wanting to see the content of what you're saying. And so I think it's a really cool way to get to know the candidate.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So do you have to be a senior, certain grade level or anything, or anything
just
like
60
that?
60 hours.
Just 60
hours is minimal.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Awesome. Yeah, I was curious. I didn't know what it really takes to be named that. And do you remember what was the craziest question they asked you?
They asked me if I would be, I'm sure you got this one too, the driver, the passenger, or controlling the music on a road trip.
What did you say?
So, for you?
I told them I don't get very good gas mileage, so probably the music.
Okay.
I told them I drove a Mini Cooper, so I can never be the driver.
Okay.
My weirdest question was, where would I be in 40 years?
Oh, wow.
Because it's kind of like you don't really think about your 40-year plan. And I told one of my friends that question afterwards, and she giggled, and she said, dead. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope I'm not dead in 40 years.
It makes you like 60, right?
Yeah, I know. And my dad is 60. My dad is
I'm almost, a year and a half, I'll be 60. So
yeah.
I know that's very young. So
yeah, no, it is
be
very young.
Alive and well. Yeah, for sure. So interesting. So they're just kind of off-the-wall questions. And I guess really, like you said, they just kind of like how you guys responded and kind of with your personalities and probably your passion for Oklahoma State. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like the first interview process was very much so about our love for OSU and kind of how we fit into this campus. And I kind of felt the second interview process was very much more of who you are as a person. And then they really kind of took those two qualities and put them together and to kind of decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. They were the second round of questions, the interviews where it was just the court. It was definitely a little more depth to it.
Yeah.
And we got to interview with old past homecoming queens, so that was really cool. Get to ask them about their experience, what to look forward to during this week. And they were great people. I had a great time talking to them.
Awesome.
I want to go back to the video that you both submitted. You said that you had to do a video on someone from Oklahoma State who inspires you. Who did you guys each say?
Oh, so I said Dr. Spurrier. So my freshman year, I came in sports media. And now I'm planning to go to law school. And it's because I took his class, Constitutional Dimensions of Diversity. And he really just showed me kind of my love for law and stuff. But what makes him so cool is I've actually never met him in person. I've always had him on Zoom. He was used to be the dean of the Honors College and then retired and came back to teach. And so I've never met him in person. And I think that really speaks, though, to his influence and his impact, that he was one of the most, he's spent so much time with me helping me like perfect law school applications and kind of get prepared for that. And yet I've never shaken his hand. And so I just think that's really cool and just such a neat relationship.
Yeah. I'm very glad you asked this question. I'll take any opportunity to brag on this guy. But my answer was Josh Taylor, director of the Hargis Leadership Institute. He oversees the McKnight program, which is the main reason it's financially viable for me to come here to Oklahoma State as an out-of-state student. So McKnight brings out-of-state kids in. We do a leadership development program throughout the first 2 years, and then you can apply to be a mentor for it. So I did that my junior year, and then we go on a study abroad. We went to the Dominican. So I got to spend a lot of time with Josh, and he has completely shaped me into the leader that I am today at Oklahoma State and has been an incredible inspiration to me.
So did you guys know each other before this experience at all?
Nope.
Nope.
So you going to date or anything like that now that you're king and queen, or you know, going out on a date? Or
I think his girlfriend might be a little upset about that, so I'm going to say no.
You know, it's kind of funny because you think back like high school, right? And, you know, kind of whoever wins that, well, at smaller schools, I don't know, larger schools, you know, where there's 100 or less. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like usually it's they date, right? Or they're dating each other and somehow they get nominated to be king and queen. So it's kind of interesting. They just both randomly picked both of you guys out of the female contestants and the male contestants. Oops, sorry about that.
My girlfriend did it last year. She was on Homecoming.
Oh, she was. Okay.
She was? Who was it?
Corinne Kissel.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
She's pretty great.
Awesome. Well, good. Yeah, I didn't know how that worked either because I didn't know if you knew each other or anything like that. So had you ever met before this?
Mm-mm.
No.
Awesome. No. We live across the street.
Yeah, we live right across the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. So,
I was going to ask why you think they paired you together. The answer is obvious because you are the king and queen. So that kind of. Right. Do you have any idea how they pair the other couples on the royalty court?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. My mom is super detail oriented. So yesterday she was like listening for alphabetical order. And so she's like, maybe that's it. And so she was like really trying to figure it out. And we couldn't figure it out. So I have no clue.
Yeah. I have no idea. I was trying to figure that out. But it's the same thing with, I don't know why they pick, who they pick and all that. Mm-hmm. They keep it a mystery.
How many total contestants have any idea?
I think 54.
Mm-hmm. Total? 54. Mm-hmm. Total. Okay.
Total applied.
All right.
Yeah.
You keep saying you don't know why they do what they do. Why do you think you impress them enough to be homecoming king?
Oh boy. It's a tough one. I think I've tried to do a pretty good job here at Oklahoma State of being a well-rounded person, throughout just different organizations. So like Greek shows, McKnight, community service, a bunch of different stuff. Just tried to get, you know, stick my toes in the water anywhere I can and doing that. And then I think I can do a decent job of relaying that in an interview sometimes. And then I talked a lot to them about how much it would mean to me to represent the Texas Panhandle on a stage like this. You know, Oklahoma State has such a strong pull from there. And I love seeing my friends from back home up here. And so it's really cool opportunity for me to get to be on a big stage and represent the Texas Panhandle at Oklahoma State.
What about you, McKinley?
That is a hard question. I think for me, I really look at this opportunity as a way to serve the university in kind of a different capacity. My family, I've been coming to homecoming since I was 4. And so I remember seeing the queen and thinking, oh my gosh, like she is a real princess. And I was in my Disney princess phase. So I was like, where's her orange ball gown? When I was in high school, I was like, no, that's like an elegant, strong, poised woman who is an inspiration. And so I think being able to serve the university in that capacity capacity of like, maybe I can inspire someone someday, or maybe I can show a little girl, you know, this could be you in a couple of years. And so I think just seeing this as a way to serve was something that might have been compelling to them. And just also, I love OSU, and I think, you know, my dad, he's like the biggest cowboy. His closet is separated in OSU and everything else. Darren, I feel like yours might be like that too.
Yeah, just not like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but, and so he's just inspired such a love for my sisters and I to love OSU for our own independent reasons, as well as from a family standpoint. And I think that just really came out in my interviews.
Mm-hmm. You know, Stephen, I like what you said. So I try to help out with recruiting here all the time, right? And, you know, Texas is our second largest recruiting state and student population, right? And so, you know, it's always try to tell the incoming kids or the incoming high school kids that are considering where they're going is that if you can't find something that you don't love at Oklahoma State, then you just haven't looked.
Right.
And so I appreciate what you had to say is just getting your feet in the water, right? And just step out there, because this place is really awesome. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's still kind of a hidden secret. You know, for a lot of people, and once they come on this campus, it just changes them forever, I think. And so it sounds like that's both of you guys kind of had that impact on you guys.
Yes, sir.
So.
Absolutely.
Everyone sees you guys at all the different homecoming events, but I don't really understand or know the responsibilities of being homecoming king and queen. What comes with being homecoming king and queen?
You want it?
I don't know. I feel like there's no listed responsibilities per se, but truly I think it is just you are a representative of OSU throughout this week. I mean, like you said, homecoming, there's a ton of people who come, old, young, like everything. And so just really being that representative and showing what OSU is now. You know, OSU is not the same it was when a 70-year-old came here, and it won't be the same when a 2-year-old comes in a couple of years. And so just really showing who we are now, how we've evolved, and how we will continue to grow. And so I think just really showing that and showing that we are a cowboy family. You can walk up to a random person you've never met and have a great and like meaningful conversation with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this, I didn't kind of forgot about this, but this is one of like the essay questions that we had to answer for this was, why do we do a homecoming court? And I really think it just boils down to, you know, trying to represent OSU, and us getting the opportunity to represent and serve OSU is incredible. And like we talked about at Coronation, the Cowboy Code and everything that we talk about, that was a big part of the essays too. And, you know, obviously we're students. We don't always live up to the Cowboy Code. We try, but you know, especially this week while we're in the spotlight, just trying to do the best we can to be a good role model here.
When Casey and I drove up last night, the first people we saw was a lady who was a 1951 or 1950 grad.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
And I think if my math's right, that's, you got to be close to like 90 probably, right?
Something,
you know, say
like
20.
That.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, and she had her cool orange shirt on, and she was really excited to meet Casey, you know, Dr. Shrum and all that. But it was just awesome to see her. She goes, she'd been to so many of these things that, you could just see the excitement in her eyes, and she was happy to be there, and she was moving a little slow, but she was there and enjoying it. And just, you know, it's just an awesome time for people to come back to a place that they shared so many memories. And I think it's just, you know, it's hard to tell people, you know, like I said, I'm 58, but you know, I think back, and that was probably the best times of my life, just of kind of being carefree, was just being a college student, right? And that's where you really make your lifetime friends too. And so it was just awesome to see her, and I think her entire family was here, like 5 generations, I think she said. And so, and they're all OSU people, right? And so she kind of got the ball rolling in 1950, right? And so but anyway, that was just cool last night to see, you know, of course, turning the fountain. My favorite is the bell tower when they turn that on orange. That's really my favorite thing to see. But it was a great crowd last night, you know, and it's just fun to see people that just their love for Oklahoma State and come out and support you guys, and just all the excitement that you guys were showing up on stage before they announced the winner. So do you get that? Nobody crowned you last night. Like last year's queen didn't crown you, right?
No, your wife
did.
Dr. Shrum. So I wonder why. So I was talking to Kirk, right? Ex Pistol Pete over in the corner. And we're talking, and so I'm kind of missing the whole procedure. So that would have been my third one to pay special attention to, but obviously I didn't. So it'd be kind of cool if, like, you get to crown next year's, right?
But it's really cool because the past homecoming queen is a sorority sister of mine. And so she texted me last night and was like, so proud of you. And I was like, you know, thank you for giving me someone to look up to. And, like, she's given me such big shoes to fill. And so that was really cool. But, yeah, seeing that kind of line would be really cool.
So are you wearing your crown all week in school, in class?
No, I actually carried it in an Eddie Bauer bag because I felt like it'd look a little awkward if I was just walking around.
I think you should wear it. Come on, you got to sport that.
You're the homecoming queen.
See, you need a banner or something that says, I'm the man or something.
They got me a little sash, but when I walk into the fraternity house wearing the sash, they give me a hard time.
So I love it, though. That's what that's all about. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
No, it's fun.
You will wear the sash at all the events, correct?
I will. I will do what they tell me to do.
One last question regarding the interview process and everything. You mentioned the cowboy code was a big part of the essay. I'll start with you since you brought it up.
Okay.
Which line from the cowboy code resonates most with you and what you embody?
Okay. The one that I use in my essay, and I really hope I'm going to get this all the way right, but we have a passion to do what's right, even when it's hard. What I talked about in that essay was my passion for rural medicine. It's a tough road to get there. It's a lot of work. And primary care and rural work, especially in Texas, is severely lacking. And it doesn't always like pay the same as a lot of other medical jobs. But I've been really blessed to have great doctors in my hometown, and they've been able to mentor me through that. And Texas ranks dead last in the nation in the physician shortage per person. So, you know, I really have a passion to go try to make a change back home in that way.
That's a perfect segue into, you know, Oklahoma State's Center for Health Sciences in Tulsa, because that's what we focus on, right?
Yes.
And I just remember that when Casey started this program called Blue Coat to White Coat, it was all about rural medicine. Mm-hmm. And really, a lot of people have heard that. Some people haven't. But it was, you know, kind of really reaching out to FFA kids because they really have an attachment to their hometowns in rural Oklahoma and rural Texas, right? Rural. And so it's just kind of a cool thing that you have a passion for that, because that just truly fits back, like you said, with the cowboy code and really everything that they're trying to achieve there in Tulsa as well. So hopefully that's where you want to go to med school, I hope. And so hopefully you apply there. So, but you bet. So anyway.
McKinley, which line resonated with you?
So I wrote about "We dream as big as the sky." So when I was 16 years old, I made a pact with myself that I was going to pay for my own college. I was the third child in my family, and so I just did not want to put that financial burden on my parents. And I was like, okay, I'm either going to have to work three jobs, I'm going to have to, like, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. And OSU was such a blessing in my life, and they gave me a full ride. And so with that, I've just really trying. I'm always thought in my head, you know, OSU believed in me, and so I really need to meet that expectation and do the same. And so with that, just being on campus and stuff, just trying to serve in whatever way possible. And then this past year, my junior year, I applied for the Truman National Foundation Scholarship, and I was an institutional nominee. And then when I did my national one, I didn't get it. And at first I was like, ugh, you know, it's like kind of like, darn. But then, you know, afterwards I was like, I was so thankful that I didn't get it, because it made me really realize, you know, did I actually want it? Like, did I want to go to Stanford Law School? And it really made me resonate, you know, I don't. Like, I want to stay in Oklahoma. I love this state. I've grown up in it, and it has served me and helped me so much. So why wouldn't I want to give back to it? And so what I loved at the end of it, I like put, you know, I want to dream as big as the sky, and I want that sky to be the Oklahoma sky. And awesome. So that's, I just love good that line. I think it's really great.
To get a tear in the eye.
Right?
I'm like, hey. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm always amazed because, you know, back to students, right, is that I get to visit a lot of the colleges and different things and different classes and things like that. And you guys are obviously well-to-spoken people are going to be hugely successful in life. And it just, it's always encouraging to me just to see how smart the kids are that go here. And may not always be as smart when they get here, but they definitely, you know, again, you guys are probably smart your whole entire life. And I love your drive there to, you know, to go to school for free and all that, but you worked hard and you deserved it, right? So, anyway, it's always encouraging to just see you guys, real, real proud of you guys. So,
thank you.
And you guys both were like, we don't know why we were chosen. I mean, we do. Yeah, exactly. We can see it right here.
Yeah. Shine through, right? Yeah. So
it is homecoming week full of activities. Mm-hmm. Which homecoming tradition are each of your favorites?
Oh, I can go.
Go for it.
So I have a bit of a twist on mine, but mine is walk around, but it's actually Saturday morning walk around. So my grandparents, they're 91 years old, and then my grandpa, he's 87. They live with us back in Lawton. But so when I was younger, you know, they always came, but they couldn't do walk around. It was just too hard on them. And so, and my sisters were here, so they wanted to see the decks because their grandchildren worked on it. And so the Saturday before the parade, or like after, we would drive around Greek neighborhood, and look at the decks, mm-hmm. and they would get out and they would like see, and just having that moment, it was really nice because it was one quiet, and so you can really just love on it and see everything, but also just having that multi-generational love for OSU in that moment. You know, you have me, I wasn't even in college yet, my sisters were, my parents were alums, and then my grandparents love OSU because of our family, and so that is definitely, just seeing that moment is definitely my favorite.
I'm going to have to say the same thing. Well, the
your grandparents
Thursday
go
one.
Saturday morning.
My
too.
Grandparents, maybe this year. Yeah. But no, walk-arounds. I didn't grow up an Oklahoma State fan. Probably not the best place to be saying this. All right. But
you're one now.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. And so I'd never seen homecoming before I got here. And then COVID, didn't have it freshman year. Yeah. So sophomore year was really the first time that I'd gotten to see it. And I was pomping that year in – I was very close with a big group of seniors that year. They were like some of my best friends in the whole world. And they were all directors for this. And my house had never won homecoming before. And so I got to watch them put this deck up. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. It was incredible. And I watched these guys I looked up to so much, literally shed tears that this thing was up. And then to go to the game where it's an awesome homecoming game that year, and we get called for winning that year for the first time ever. And those guys that I looked up to so much were leading that charge. And so ever since then, you know, I really gained an appreciation for how much hard work they put in. And that kind of let me see how much work everybody puts in going mm-hmm. into it, especially those directors for every house. And so just getting to see, you know, they work from October to October to put the deck up. So it's really special to see their hard work come together.
Did we get to promote your sorority and fraternities? What sorority are you in again?
I'm a Chi Omega.
Chi O, and you?
Farmhouse.
Okay, did we get to say that already? We didn't get to do
we
that.
Did not.
So
we did not.
So make sure you guys get to give a shout out to that show. So it'll be awesome. So yeah. That'll be good. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wanted to make sure you got a chance to do that.
Yeah. The Farmhouse deck is obviously outside of Farmhouse.
Yes, ma'am.
Will the Chi O deck be outside of Fiji House?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone go look at Fiji, Chi O, and Zeta and Farmhouse yes. at those respective houses. plugging your hard work.
Yeah. A couple of my boys were, you know, we like walk around, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, not walk around, but we really like all night pomper. That's what Casey yes. likes to do because mm-hmm. we start about 8 o'clock and finish about midnight. And so this year we gave up Chris Stapleton tickets, you know, because we had Chris Stapleton tickets in Tulsa for Thursday night. And whenever I took them, I was like, this is going to be awesome because Friday night's our first thing for homecoming week, right? So we can go because I love Chris Stapleton. Mm-hmm. And Casey goes, we can't go to that. And I'm like, what? I go, yeah, we don't have to do anything to Friday. And she goes, Darren, all night pomp. And I'm like, yeah, that's Friday night. And I was so confused. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I had to give the tickets up about 2 weeks ago, and it was really hard to let them go. But we have a lot of fun doing that. And so we get in a golf cart, and we ride around. And we've taken food the last 2 years, but this year I think we're going foodless. So apparently you guys have plenty of food.
They get plenty,
plenty of food. It's fine because Casey, she loves doing that. And so last year there was about 4 or 5 of us. And so usually when she walks up to one of the sorority houses, I'll say more of the sorority house than the fraternity house, but when she walks up the sorority, they just take her and she disappears. And she comes back in about 30 minutes. And I'm like, well, do I need to follow you? No, I think I'm good. All right. So anyway, so the boys usually just keep her out front, you know. Yeah. And farmhouse is always fun. You guys have such a good location and all that too. And so, but, you know, another thing I appreciate about the fraternities and sororities around here is like, they'll be up on the lifts, right? Mm-hmm. And when Casey shows up, especially the boys, you know, right, is they all come down. They usually have hats on. They take their hats off and they introduce themselves and just say hi. And it just makes you proud, you know.
They're classy.
Right? It's all good. So it's good.
Sir.
Such gentlemen.
They are.
Homecoming game this weekend, hosting new Big 12 opponent. Our first new Big 12 opponent mm-hmm. of the year.
Right. New face.
What is your prediction for Saturday night?
Ollie plays like he did Saturday. I think we'll be doing pretty good.
I'm going to say 35-14, Ollie Gordon over 200 again.
Wow. Awesome.
Total like yards it. Or just running rushing yards?
I'm going to go total this year. So I think they're going to key in on him a little bit.
Yeah.
Cincinnati has a good defense, probably the best defense we've faced so far.
That's what they say. So I don't. I usually go to practice. I'm here today, which I'd rather be here than practice. And so
you don't have to lie.
I'll get that checked out tomorrow. But
you know, it's exciting to watch. For me, Alan Bowman play.
I love
him. When he was at Texas Tech, I was a Texas Tech fan.
Right.
So now watched him at two colleges.
He is such an awesome person too. Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he hung like almost 850 yards on us in 2 years. I mean, he was awesome, mm-hmm. and he's just such a good person, you know, from what I've got to be around him and stuff, but just an outstanding guy, too, mm-hmm. and so, Yeah, Texas Tech used to sling it, so you know it was always fun to watch. They did used to sling it. It was always fun to watch. So.
Well, thank you both. Enjoy the week. I hope you have a great week of festivities and soaking up being the 2023 homecoming king and queen.
You guys do need to smile a little more whenever you're out in public. So I just I've noticed that you guys have had to smile since you sat down, and so that's really awesome. And it was a pleasure to meet you guys. And congratulations. And sound like you beat out some stiff competition, but I can see why. So congratulations again, and you guys have a good week. And I really would wear that every day.
Right? Okay.
Whatever
okay.
classes you, I mean, how often do you get to do it, right?
Okay,
I mean,
sounds good.
So, you know, it's all right. You'll probably want to come up and get their picture taken with you.
Yeah, I had two little girls last time. We got to take a picture. It was really
inspirational.
Sweet.
Inspirational. That's right.
Yeah, so. Just me and my mom took a picture.
Keep an eye out for little girls dressed as the homecoming queen, since this is Halloween weekend.
Yes, mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So keep your eyes peeled for little homecoming kings and queens.
Will do.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I am Megan Robinson. He's my co-host, First Cowboy Darren Trum. Happy homecoming, everybody, and go Pokes.
Go Pokes.